Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. This is it. We have made it to the end of Gemara Shabbos. God willing, we'll pick up next time with Gemara Erevin, a brand new Masechta, here on the Audio DDD, continuing with the Daf Yomi cycle for this time. Let's look at the last piece of the Gemara in Gemara Shabbos on 157. From their words, we learn that we may shudder, measure, and tie on the Shabbos. The Gemara talks about a story. Ula happened to go to the house of the exilarch. He saw Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who was sitting in a tub of water on the Shabbos and was measuring it. Ula said to him, "When did the rabbi say that one is allowed to measure on the Shabbos? Only if it is measuring performed for the purpose of a mitzvah. But if it is not for the purpose of a mitzvah, did they then say that it is permitted? No, why then do you measure the tub?" So Rabba Bar Rav Huna answers, he said to him, "I am merely busying myself, but I'm not measuring for any purpose." Ula knew, the notes point out, that Rabba Bar Rav Huna was certainly not measuring the tub to determine whether it was of a requisite mikvah size, since as a vessel, it was not valid for mikvah use. But Rashi points out, that was the Ritva, that in such a case the rabbis did not impose their decree against measuring. See Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim and Shabbos Shalmi also for an explanation. So the idea here is talking about measuring and doing things for the purpose of a mitzvah and being involved in busying yourself. The whole Gemara Shabbos we try in all lessons of the DDD and all the shows in general that I try to do as Reb T, we try to talk about different aspects, different ways to busy yourself, to make your life more meaningful, to different aspects, different ways to try to enhance your life and uplift your life, do more mitzvahs and do more chesed, whatever you can. Every mitzvah we do is a gem. Every mitzvah we obtain and we accomplish is a diamond that we could put in our treasure house and take with us. Everything we could do is another starfish thrown back. The famous parable of the guy seeing so many starfish on the desert, threw them back. A guy said to him, "Why are you doing that?" He said, every starfish I could send is another one saved. Even though there are millions, I could still save one by one. Every mitzvah we get is another mitzvah we take. We only have 120 years on this life. We should be so zoche. We should be involved in as many mitzvahs as we can, day by day, hour by hour. We should be involved with ourselves, busying ourselves and doing good things. There was a saying, I think maybe from the Gemara, someone who's busy doesn't have time to sin. The problem is when we're up late, we're in different situations, when we have the time or we lounge around, we procrastinate, that's when the Yetzer Hara comes, that's when sin comes to our door. But if we make ourselves busy, we make ourselves involved in mitzvahs, make ourselves involved in a lot of different aspects of doing chesed, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, doing good things for Hashem and for the world, hopefully we won't be caught up by the Yetzer Hara and we'll continuing to do good things and have a life full of beautiful meaning and beautiful purpose as much as possible. Again, get yourself, enhance your life, acquire as many mitzvahs as you can, be busy with yourself with as much mitzvahs and Torah as you can in order to live the most fulfilling and rewarding and uplifting life as much as possible here in this world. Great job joining us with all the lessons in Shabbos. Join us next time. Hadron Alach Shabbos. Join us next time as we begin, God willingly, Neder Gemara Erevin here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.